Well, Paul, you've had plaudits for the passing game, for all the time you've been at Chesterfield, but that was all about spirit and endeavour and being streetwise, wasn't it?
We're not good at streetwise, are we? Unfortunately, we don't really do that one. And, you know, it's something that we've got to learn. I thought our game management was terrific today. You know, I was really pleased with the players. I think it's, you know, I don't try and make excuses before games because results are results, but our squad's been stretched to the limit now. You know, the players who are coming in today, Johnson, Raglan, you know, Broadhead, Harmon, Nangere, they were absolutely magnificent. I think a special mention for Raglan, who was superb. You know, Daniel Johnson coming in, he done great as well. And we had great support today. You know, our supporters believe in us at the minute. I think that's great when they believe in you, because I think what they see with us, even in the MK Dons result, we know we've got some things where we don't do everything correct, but we're an honest team who do our best for them. And tonight we all go back to Chesterfield very happy.
A good early goal from Owen Doyle, great shot from Roberts, who was in the right place, wasn't he?
Owen will score goals. You know, unfortunately for us, he gets a little bit of criticism at times. And you know me, I don't buy into that one. You know, he's as honest as they come. He works so hard for the team. He's had another couple of chances today. You know, Gary Roberts scores a great goal. I thought Gary was excellent today in that role that he's excelling in. But, you know, Ian Everett was immense till he got sent off. And, you know, I'm just really pleased, because sometimes it's not about tactics and formations. It's about hunger and desire. And, you know, our supporters sang all the way through the second half there, and I think that inspired the team to keep going and keep going. We've got a little bit of luck with one or two headers late on. You know, but you earn that luck by the hard, you know, the harder you work. I always tell the player, you work hard, you get a little bit of luck for you now.
But Chesterfield hit the bar through. Morsey had one cleared off the line from Nandue, didn't he?
We were good today, Phil. We're playing well at the minute. You know, the lads work hard, and it's been a tough week this week with training. We haven't been able to do any team shape, and we don't like that. You know, we've had so many injuries this week, and it's really pleasing to finish the week on a real high. I'm really pleased for everyone. You know, we're on 10 points. There's a long way to go. It's a tough league. You know, everyone knows that. We're in a tough, tough league, and it's an unforgiving league. But we've got some good players, haven't we? And that's the really pleasing thing.
Sam Hurd, injury. What's the situation?
It doesn't look a good one. It doesn't look good. So we wait and see on the scan. And, you know, we are getting stretched. You know, the chairman was at the game today. Doesn't normally come to away games. And I think he'd be the first to acknowledge we might have to look at that situation.
Charlie Raglan came on for his Football League debut, and later, of course, joined by Jack Broadhead. So you ended with two league debuts for your centre-half.
Jack's been doing well in training lately. I'm really pleased for Jack, because he has been, you know, showing good signs in training of coming on. And that was like a baptism of fire for him, because the likes of Pope and them are good players, aren't they? But, you know, Charlie Raglan was excellent today. But we had a lot of good players today. They were very committed for the club, and you know, that always pleases me when you show that work ethic and desire, because you'd always get clapped off when you do that.
And you gave Johnson a first start on loan from Villa. Started in central midfield, but after the Hurd injury, no doubt brought Morsey and
yeah,
Ryan
just,
back to
I
the
just
start.
Felt even in the first half, we just weren't fluent. They changed the shape. And I just like, we like Jimmy and Sammy in the middle of the pitch. They know each other so well. And you know, I just felt Daniel done terrific on the left, and he's really bright. He's our type of player. He's very good in possession of the ball, and he sees a pass. So I was really pleased with Daniel as well. And you know, he's going to be a good player. And we're just pleased tonight. You know, it was a long way to go in the league. Port Vale, really good side. It's a really tough place to come and get a result, and we're really pleased that we got one today.
And then there were a few shenanigans after the final whistle. What can you say about that?
I think the lads are saying, I haven't heard stuff myself, but apparently it's a racism problem, and you know, that's being dealt with by the stewards and obviously the referee, and I'll let the powers that be take care of them things.
From the sidelines?
I believe so, Phil. Yeah. I can't comment on it because I don't know, so I wouldn't like to say anything that I get wrong.
Well, congratulations.
Thank
and
you.
I think I might get a game at Scunthorpe on Tuesday.
I don't think you will, Phil, but there you go.